Saskatoon, Saskatchewan Research Council President and CEO Mike Crabtree understands the significance of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action in supporting Indigenous communities, as their facility operates in Treaty 6 territory, which encompasses the lands of the Cree, Dakota, Nakota, Salto, and the homeland of the Métis. That is why the SRC has launched the Indigenous Workforce Program, its inaugural cohort of students for summer. It is one of their employment strategies, based on the Cree word kaskiyata, meaning to learn or to know. The program aligns with Call to Action 92, which was prepared by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and focuses on business reconciliation. Crabtree said Treaty 6 lands became the home for SRC, its employees, clients, and suppliers, which enabled them to operate by conducting incredible and groundbreaking research, solving environmental challenges worldwide, and engaging in business transactions over the last 74 years. We recognize the importance of having access to this land and resources. We're delighted to have everyone here as we celebrate the spirit of collaboration that has carried us through to the official launch of our Indigenous Workforce Program and our Indigenous Summer Student Program, said Crabtree. We want to be an employer of choice for Indigenous peoples by providing unique job experiences to which they may not have had prior access. We aim to engage and empower Indigenous peoples to thrive in a culturally safe workplace and achieve their professional goals. He added that they would train and mentor the students in various disciplines, such as external and media communications, nuclear division to learn about regulation and licensing, and STEM, from chemistry, engineering, technicians and other science disciplines. ISRC aims to offer a broad spectrum of opportunities for Indigenous students under the program. Minister responsible for SRC Warren Ketting stated that the Indigenous Workforce and Kaskiyata Summer Student Programs allow Indigenous youth to learn in a specialized research and technology environment, offering them valuable job experience, coaching, and mentorship. The new initiative complements SRC's Indigenous Action Plan to create new employment opportunities and further advance economic reconciliation in the province. We're hoping to expose young people to all the opportunities they may have within an organization such as SRC, said Ketting. He added that students in the program can expect a wide range of opportunities for gainful employment in any area they wish to pursue, with the government recognizing the importance of having Indigenous peoples contribute their share to creating a robust provincial economy, which Saskatchewan is currently experiencing. First Nations and Métis people represent more than 17% of Saskatchewan's population, and collaboration between Indigenous and non-Indigenous businesses and organizations is crucial for Tour Province's future growth and success. This is why, in January of this year, SRC launched its Indigenous Action Plan, which aims to engage and create further opportunities for Indigenous peoples within the SRC organization, said Ketting.